Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were discussing some of the incidents and events that had taken place in the month of Shawwal during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yesterday we spoke of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nikah to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And that is why ulama have said that it is mustahab, it is highly recommended for a nikah to take place in Shawwal. If anyone can, then let the nikah take place in the month of Shawwal, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had preferred this month. Another significant and important event was the Battle of Uhud. The Battle of Uhud had taken place in the third year of Hijrah on the 7th of Shawwal, the 7th day of Shawwal. 1 year prior to that was the Battle of Badr, which took place in the month of Ramadan. So a year later you have the Battle of Uhud, very great, significant battle in the month of Shawwal. The Muslims were 1,000 in number, the disbelievers were 3,000 in number. The Muslims ended up with 700 because 300 were munafiqun, and they withdrew from the army, the hypocrites. And 70 shuhada, 70 Muslims were martyred on the occasion of Uhud. And we know why it's called Uhud, because it took place in the vicinity of Mount Uhud. And amongst the shuhada was the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's foster brother and uncle as well, Hamza. And he's known as Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader of all the martyrs, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His martyrdom had taken place during this month of Shawwal in the Battle of Uhud. And then we also have Mus'ab bin Umair, the young Mus'ab, the youngster, who was the first person sent to Madinatul Munawwara to teach Islam to the people. He also attained martyrdom in the Battle of Uhud, which had taken place in the month of Shawwal. May Allah grant us in this.